Hey there, English speakers, and welcome to another very special episode of the More Than English podcast. I am your host and teacher, Jesse, and I want to help you take complete control of your English so you can say what you want to say, how you want to say it, and finally feel free when you're speaking English. And today, I want to start from square one, and I'm actually going to give you some coaching here, and I'm going to invite you to book a call to get another kind of clarity and coaching session at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. But here's the thing. I talk to a lot of non-native English speakers at various levels. I talk absolutely, the vast majority of the people that I talk to in my life are non-native English speakers. Over 98%, probably. And there are a few things, regardless of their level, that they have in common. Right? All the way from beginner, intermediate, upper intermediate, advanced. There are some things, obviously some different things, but there are some things that are very common across the board. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, right? So let me take you through what most people think that they need to improve their English. And then I'm going to give you a small tweak, a small change, a small perspective shift to help you get more focused and actually advance in your English. So where most people go wrong, especially at more intermediate and advanced levels, is they insist that, and you're probably one of them, but they insist that they need English lessons or conversation practice. Does that sound familiar? So if I were to ask you, what do you want? What do you want with English? And most people will say, I need to improve. I can't find the right words, right? I want to improve. I need more grammar. I need more vocabulary. I need a conversation partner 2 days a week. I want a teacher, conversation class 2 days a week. This time and this time. Okay, well, here's the thing. When you go to the doctor, do you tell the doctor what you need? I need this medicine and this medicine. No. You go to the doctor, tell him your symptoms, and then he will give his professional advice on what will help you feel better. Correct? Well, it's the same thing. When I ask, where do you want to go? What do you want with English? I'm not really looking for what you think is the best path, right? So I want you to take a higher view, right? A view of what you want from a higher perspective. So rather than saying, I want conversation class 2 days a week, what if you changed it and really looked at your goal? I want to be able to speak confidently in front of a camera. Okay, there you go. I want to be able to go to networking events and feel good and feel confident when I'm speaking and feel in control. That's perfect, right? I want to make phone calls with suppliers or prospects and really feel certain in my English. Perfect. Now, those are goals. Now, once I know where you want to go, or once you know where you want to go, more importantly, then you can start constructing a path to get there, right? So that's the first thing. First thing, look at your destination. Look at what you actually want to do. Because where most people go wrong is they want English classes. They want English classes. Now, that sounds a little strange. Jesse, yeah, I want to improve my English. I want English classes. But it's time to think, how long in your life have you been taking English classes? How long have you been doing the same thing? And how long have you been stuck at the same level, right? We're thinking differently here. We're thinking outside of the box. We're thinking in a different angle. We're thinking in a different way, right? So most people think that they want English classes. Fair enough. But why? Okay, that's where we want to start with next, right? So you know where you want to go. So don't think you want English classes. Think of where you want to go. And then your path to get there will become clear, right? But first, now, you're probably stuck somewhere. Here's where the coaching will come in, okay? Because I want you to take a pen. If you're listening to this, either go grab a pen. If you're driving or something, obviously don't get a pen. But really think about this. Maybe if you have to, put me on pause while you go get a paper and a pen to write this down. But I want you to write this down. And I want you to really ask yourself a question. Where are you stuck? And part two, how long have you been stuck here? You know, I asked the Facebook group this the other day. And I was shocked at some of the answers. Some of the people in there said that they've been stuck at a certain intermediate level for, you know, months, 3 years, one person 10 years. And it's like, I kind of feel bad for them because they're probably spending way too much time just studying or thinking they're studying, only to not feel progress. And that is frustrating, right? Frustrating. That's frustrating when you're working, studying to feel no progress. Can you relate to that? I know I can relate to that, not with English, obviously, but with other things. So the first thing to think about is where you're stuck. All right, well, the first thing, where you want to go. But now think about where you're stuck. Meaning, what do you want to be able to do that you can't do right now? And some of you might say, like, well, everything. Okay, don't do that, right? Let's think of one thing. What's the most urgent wall for you to break down now? What's the most urgent place that you're stuck right now that once you alleviate that, once you get rid of that blockage, then you can feel yourself getting to the next level? Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. Here's your homework. Think about your goal, what you want after you've gotten rid of this block. The ideal you, the perfect you, right? The you that has reached this goal. And I want you to write it down. For example, I'll share mine with you, right? So mine is about being successful. I'm not going to share my exact goal with you right now, but it's about being successful. And that's another thing. If you don't know exactly specifically what it is, get general, right? Open it up, right? Speak fluently. I hate that as a goal, but as a general thing, okay. But let's not say to speak fluently. What about to speak with confidence or speak with control or to be successful in English? Okay, something like that. But then here's what it is. How does that feel? So I want you to write that at the top of a piece of paper, right? Whatever you want, but write it in the present tense, right? So for mine, I have every time I look into the mirror, I see a man that, that structure, that format is changing everything in my life. And I want to share that with you. I wasn't planning on sharing that with you, but I am, because it's just flowing out, right? So at the top, right? Every time I look into the mirror, I see a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl, depending on whatever you are, right? That, and then put your final destination, the ideal you. And then under that, list everything that that person feels. What does it feel like to be, for example, successful? What does success feel like? What does confidence in English feel like? What does the person who has that new job that you want, what does that person feel like? Right? So let's take success. Success feels free. Success feels in control. Success feels peaceful and secure. Right? Success feels detached from the outcome. Right? Whatever. Just sit by yourself for 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the quiet with yourself and just list all of the feelings that that person feels. And then I want you to go to the mirror and read that, all of that page to yourself. If you do that every day, watch. Watch the change that happens within a week. If you do that every day, every time I look into the mirror, I see a man that. Every time I look into the mirror, I see a woman that. Every time I look into the mirror, I see a boy that. Every time I look into a mirror, I see a girl that. Or every time I look into the mirror, I see a person that. And then feel it. Feel that. And watch the change that happens from within. And then, if you do that, and then if you want some techniques to actually improve your English and actually focus on your English, and you want some help, that's exactly who the Eagle Method helps. The people who does this activity, if you do this activity, if you take the time and do this activity and you feel it, you are exactly the type of person that the Eagle Method is meant for. Let me say that again. If you take the time to do this activity and you begin and do it every day, even for 3 days, start with 3 days and then contact me, right? Or let me know every day when you do it, send me a message on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, right? Wherever you are, but send a message to me and just with like the prayer hands or a smiley face or say done, right? Do that. You are the exact person that the Eagle Method is made for. So reach out. I'll help you. I'll help you become that person. I'll help you with techniques and strategies to get to that place, to reach those goals beyond what you could even have imagined. There are certain things in my life that are going on right now that, and I'm not going to get into it, but it's making me believe in the impossible. It's making me believe in the impossible. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, if you do this, watch the change that happens. And I want to give you strategies and techniques to take control of your English and to move forward and feel progress and get unstuck in a fast, streamlined way. I'm here for you. I love you and I want to help you. Let's rise together. Okay, and that's all. If you don't know where I am on LinkedIn, LinkedIn, I'm Jesse Swede. On Facebook, Jesse James Swede. I also have a Facebook group, English Speaking Mastery for Business and Life. And you are welcome to join, answer the questions, and come join the party, right? And Instagram on the Eagle Method. But that's it for me. Thank you. I hope that this has served you well. I hope that this will take you to the next level, get you unstuck, because you don't have to stay where you are. In fact, you shouldn't. Keep moving forward. Keep teaching. Keep learning. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.